right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of the CAGcast. We're back, baby. I am GBD in Tokyo, Japan.
And I am Wombat in Massapequa, New York.
That just never gets old.
It doesn't. It's always funny and always appropriate because it's true.
Because that's where you are.
It is where I am.
So before we get started with the show, as always, we have to talk about why we did not have a show last week. Which is whenever that happens, we have to give an explanation. We have to defend ourselves, Wombat.
Well, yeah, you have to defend yourself.
Well, what I forgot what happened, actually. What happened?
Well, there were multiple reasons. I mean, you know, part of it was personal issues of my own.
Right.
Which, you know, we don't have to get into on the show.
I thought you wanted to get into it, actually.
Nah, I changed my mind.
Oh, really? It's that bad?
Yeah. You know, it's because I thought about it. For those who don't know, my grandfather is kind of sick. And they put him in a hospice last week.
A hospice? What's a hospice? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what a hospice is?
I know what a hospital is.
It's sort of like a hospital, but there's no... You don't go there because you're sick. You go there because you're not going to be with us for much longer.
Oh, my God.
And there you just get 24-hour... You know, you get 24-hour care... Because you're going to go at any
minute.
Oh,
my God.
So they put my grandfather in a hospice last Wednesday, which was the night we were supposed to do a show.
Right.
Which was part of the reason. And I was there on Thursday.
Right.
And I was there again on Saturday.
Oh, okay. And then Ty was sick.
And the whole family's around. Huh?
And then Ty was sick also, had a fever. And...
Yes, but Ty's not in a
hospice.
No,
Ty's fine. My grandfather's not fine. I was just saying we wind up not, you know, postponing the show.
Yeah, and you know, it's, you know, you have to cope, so of course, my coping mechanism, as with everything, is inappropriate humor.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm playing around with my phone, with my cousins. My cousins are all around the same age as me, and I'm, like, thinking of as many inappropriate jokes as I possibly can, and I lean over to my cousin, and I go, do you think it would be wrong to change my status to living it up at the hospice?
Right. That would be wrong.
And she said, yes, that would be terrible after laughing for 5 minutes.
Right, right.
But, you know, you got to break the tension.
I know, it sounds awful. I hate going to a regular hospital, and I can't even imagine how depressing a hospice is.
Oh, it's the worst, because you know, because every, and not only that, but every room was full.
Right. Everybody's dying.
And, you know, and when we were there on Saturday, we had the baby with us, and she doesn't know where she is, and she's running up and down the halls.
Right, having a great time.
Having a great time, because she's playing with Grandma and Grandpa, right. You know, my parents, who are there, you know, they're throwing her up in the air, and my uncle's in from Florida, so he's throwing her around, and she's having a great time. She just thinks that, oh, family to play with, and she has no idea.
Right.
You know, well, yeah.
I guess at this point, you know, it's can't really wish that your grandfather gets better, so...
No, that's not really, unfortunately, right. That's not really an option.
So I don't know what
moment,
to say, but... So hang in there, Wombat and Wombat family.
Yes. Yes, well, there
and,
you go. So.
Stop making inappropriate jokes on your grandfather's deathbed.
I will do nothing of the sort, nor would he expect me to do any less.
Right.
I think he would be more disappointed if he knew otherwise.
Right. He knows your style.
He knows my style, exactly.
I see. Okay, well, okay, so that's a pretty good reason for postponing the show. And also, I had to eat a 7-patty Whopper on Friday, which is why we could...
Let's change the subject to something more fun.
Right, like 2,000-plus calorie Whoppers. Yeah, that was actually a reason why we didn't do the show on your Thursday night. It was because I made plans on my Friday to go to Akihabara and Burger King and eat that Windows 7 Whopper, the 7-patty Whopper. That was disgusting.
You, by the way, I have to say, I saw the video and you are such a pussy.
Dude, I didn't like it. Like, it didn't taste good.
You are a pussy.
And why am I getting, first of all, let me tell you something. It's 11:30 in the morning. I don't even really like Burger King. And I certainly, you know, the hamburgers are not good at Burger King or McDonald's. I like good hamburgers. I'll eat a really big, good hamburger. But this dry excuse for a meat bomb.
How much did it weigh?
It weighed almost 2 pounds.
So you need to go and find someplace else that you say has a good hamburger. Or I'll even up it and say a good steak and eat 2 pounds.
Do I really need to do that?
Yes, you do.
Why?
because I'm calling out your manhood.
You think I'm less of a man because I didn't eat the I didn't finish the giant Whopper?
That's yes. Exactly what you're and doing. Now you have to film yourself eating 2 pounds of something else in order to redeem yourself. If that's your excuse.
I don't know. I think Campin' Kev, my friend Kev, who he actually finished the Whopper. And of course, this is on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com/GPD, you'll see.
Real man Campin' Kev. Real,
well, yeah. He told me he's got like a crazy metabolism. So like when he goes out drinking, he'll drink like a case of beer. And he can.
Speaking of beer, I'm drinking beer
you
right
are.
Now.
Oh, that's good. What kind mm-hmm. of beer?
I'm drinking a Blue Moon.
All right.
Which is awesome. I'm a big fan of the Blue Moon. I know it's actually made by Coors.
It's still good.
It's still good. I don't care. Oh,
I don't expect me to see a video doing that. I mean, my parents were proud of me, actually, that I didn't finish it. They were glad. And I was glad either when I was pushing that out later. I was really glad I didn't eat any more. I can only imagine what happened to my friend when he had to uninstall that operating system. Must have,
you just be glad that Windows 7 didn't have a virus.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm glad he didn't. I actually called him the next day. I was like, dude, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. In fact, I had a extra large curry for lunch today. So he
made a donation to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
That's pretty funny.
It was kind of funny.
So anyway, you should watch the video. Got about 150,000 views. It was very popular. It was very successful. So my time was well spent not doing the CADcast and doing that video. And it really, my friend really enjoyed making it. So maybe we'll do some more videos together running around Tokyo. Although it's hard for me to get out, as you know.
Yes, you lead a tough
I leave
life.
A sheltered life. I didn't say it was a tough life.
Sequestered.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Sequestered in Tokyo.
Exactly. So, all right, so the last show we did was like 2 weeks ago, so I don't really know if I need to go into too much feedback. I will say that we do have a contest winner for that Holy Invasion of Badman contest that Shipwreck was throwing, and the winner is Toss.
Did he tell you what happened the first time he pulled results for the contest?
He pulled you?
Yeah, I won. Huh? Technically. Yeah, but I'm not eligible for the prize. Right. But speaking of contests, you know I won 2 contests this
I
week.
Did not.
I won a Malt-O-Meal cereal contest.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Malt-O-Meal cereal. Have you ever gone to the supermarket? I don't know. I mean, they don't sell it really in Manhattan, and you live in Tokyo. But those who know and live near real supermarkets, they sell cereal in boxes, and then they sell the cereal that's in bags.
Oh, is it like some organic bullshit?
No, it's not. It's the economy cereal.
Oh, it's like generic.
It's like the generic. My favorite, I really like the frosted mini wheat version that they have.
What do they call it?
I forget what they call it. I actually put it in one of my Twitter posts too. But that's my favorite because instead of it being, $5 a box, it's $2 a bag.
Right.
And if you had a blindfold on and were asked to tell the difference, you would have no idea.
Right, I'm sure.
So I'm a big fan of the company, so I was happy to win their contest and win not one, but 2 free bags of cereal.
Wow. That's quite a prize.
Hey, whatever. Free cereal. Free breakfast.
All right.
For like a week and a half.
I hope the other contest was more exciting.
I won a Dark Void swag pack
for
the new game Dark Void that comes out.
Okay.
Now, I didn't even know I entered this contest until I got a message from the Dark Void people saying, congratulations, you won.
What does that mean exactly?
I'm assuming it's probably like a t-shirt and a sticker, maybe. So I'll let you know when both prizes come in exactly what I got. But I won 2 contests this week, which was weird and fun. So.
That is. Do you get the game at least?
No, the game doesn't come out until like March.
What a waste of marketing. Why would you even bother?
Because I'm talking about the game now,
Yeah, but someone's going to go out and like pre-order it now?
Yes, they're going to, wait, isn't that the game where they gave Wombat a t-shirt?
Right, yeah, that was.
I have to have that
right,
game.
Exactly. Well, all right, well, hey, I guess that's why we're not in PR. We don't understand the intricacies of marketing.
Exactly.
Or maybe we do, and that's why we're not in PR. anything else? I mean, there's another, Shipwreck was supposed to be on the show or something today, and I guess he couldn't make it at last minute.
Yeah, he had to do something with like 10-year-old girls. I forget.
He had to play basketball with them.
Is that
what
he does?
Balls with 10-year-olds.
All I heard, yeah, some balls, 10-year-old girls.
Right. Balls and face, something or other.
Yeah.
Shooting, balls. So maybe we'll save his contest for next week, if that for him, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know anything about
it. He said we don't have to.
Yeah, we'll do it next week, because I don't know anything about it, and just let him handle that. Also, last week I did talk a little bit about, there was that thread on NeoGAF about what podcast don't you listen to anymore, and I said how a lot of people brought up the CADcast, and how that sort of bummed me out a little bit. I mean, it didn't bum me out a lot, but... You know, I found myself reading it and going and moaning.
It bummed you out enough to mention.
Exactly. And I want to thank all the listeners who, you know, I didn't give anybody any instructions or anything. I just merely brought it up. But a lot of our listeners went, and not only did they go and find the thread, I didn't post a link to it or anything, but they went and they posted in the thread saying how much they still enjoy the CADcast. And I saw all those posts and it made me happy. So I want to... I want to thank our listeners for doing that, above and beyond the call of duty. So thank you. And now let's do a little bit of CAG news-ish, Wombat, if that's okay with you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I think I could handle it for a short period of time.
Okay, first, well, you are an active participant in the Extra Life Gaming Marathon charity for that Texas Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I did. I raised a pretty decent amount of money, and so I have to thank everyone who donated, including even both my brother-in-laws donated.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that was a lot of fun, and Shipwreck and I played a lot of Marvel Ultimate Alliance too.
How'd that go?
That game has the worst co-op of any game that should have great co-op I've ever.
The last one was bad too.
This is even worse because you can't. If you're not, like, the game runner, you know, if you're not player one, then, you know, and this has been mentioned on multiple other shows, but your progress doesn't get saved if you're, like, player two.
Right.
Only player one can save their game. So you're beholden to that player to play your game if you're only playing that one game. Otherwise, you have to start again from the beginning.
Ugh.
And it's pretty stupid. And here's what's also stupid. They have this fusion thing.
Right.
You know, the fusion move.
Combine the powers of the two heroes.
Yeah. The way you do it is you hold the left trigger, and then you hit one of the face buttons, you know, A, B, C, or D. And then you, A, B, C, or D. That's not what there is on the 360. But anyway, it doesn't matter. One of the four buttons.
Right.
And that triggers some sort of, you know, supposedly cool move. But when you play multiplayer, when you hit the left trigger, in order to trigger the fusion of the other player that you're playing with, they have to hit their left trigger also.
So you have to go 1, 2, 3 fusion.
Well, no, I can hold my left trigger and say, hit your left trigger now, and then he'll hit his left trigger and it'll fuse.
Okay.
Which in theory doesn't sound like a bad idea, except you have to remember, if I want to do a fusion with the character that's mapped to the A button, I have to hold down my left trigger and then push the A button. Now, at the same time, Shipwreck may be thinking, now would be a great time to do a fusion with the guy at letter B. So he'll hold down his left trigger button, not knowing that I'm about to push down my left trigger button.
I understand completely. So you have a lot of premature fusions.
Exactly. And sometimes you just want to check to see, because it'll bring up a little map showing you what kind of fusions they are. Like, is it a targeted or is it a ranged fusion? So you want to just sometimes see, what do we have on the field? So you push the shoulder pad, the trigger in, and yeah, we both would wind up hitting the trigger at the same time and losing a fusion because you only get like two.
Right, it's lame.
It really bothers me.
My whole problem with the last one was, you know, that game obviously screams for online co-op. I mean, that's like, you know, that's what it's all about, really. And they just did such a poor job implementing the last one. It was just very difficult to get the game going. It was laggy. I mean, everything that could have been wrong with it was wrong with it. And I just had a feeling like they weren't going to really, like, turn that shit around for this one, and it sounds like they didn't.
No, this game is decidedly worse than the last one.
So
every aspect.
Let's never speak of it again.
It is done. We are putting Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 to
rest. Well, I want to say one more thing, and then I want to go back to some comic bullshit. That we were talking about the Extra Life charity. So, did you see what our final total was?
I thought, wasn't it like $4,000?
No, we broke
something?
$5,000. It was,
That's great.
It was $5,024 last I checked. So, again, I want to thank everybody for participating in that, and I was glad we could help out SarcasticGamer.com and their charity. They raised over $150,000. So, that's pretty cool. Back to the comic bullshit. I watched the Superman and Batman Public Enemies.
Oh, what'd you think? I asked you to watch that for me since I didn't have access to it.
Did you? You haven't seen it?
I haven't. So I read the comic book that it's based on.
Oh, okay. So you, that's good. I mean, it was pretty cool, actually. And, you know, I thought the animation was really good. And there's a lot of... They managed to stick a lot of characters in there. The story...
Yeah, that's what they did in the comic, too. That's what I was going to ask you. Does Hawkman show up?
Hawkman shows up. Yeah. And there's a lot of... I mean, I don't know a lot about DC comics, especially. But the basic story here, for people who might be interested in checking out the movie, is that Lex Luthor becomes president in the future because there's so much economic trouble in the world. And he basically, you know, he's a genius, I guess, even though he's like an evil genius. And he convinces people to vote for him because he's smart. And he becomes president. And he actually winds up turning shit around. And he gets like superheroes to work for him, to work for the government. Now, you read the comic, so let me ask you this. I had a few questions that only you could probably answer. So,
sure.
So the heroes that work for him, like Atom Man or something, what was it?
Captain Atom.
Are those real? Those are real heroes, superheroes. They weren't just...
Yeah, Captain Atom was part of I want to say it was the early 80s, right around the time that Watchmen came out. DC Comics bought the Charleston Comics line, and they owned Captain Atom, right. And Captain Atom was one of those characters. He was in the Justice League for a little while, but for the most part, he's kind of a B-level.
Right. I never heard of the guy. And also, there's this girl, Power Girl, who's got...
Power Girl's awesome. Power Girl's been around for a while.
She's got ginormous cans.
She has the biggest boobs in the history of comics. I mean, it's
ridiculous. And then there's another guy who's... He's like an orange dude, and he can shoot... He's like radioactive or something. I don't know what it is.
Firestorm, maybe? Not Firestorm.
He has like name? M1 on his shirt or something. I don't even know what his name was.
Really?
But my favorite guy who was in that little group of presidential superheroes was Black Lightning.
Yes, Black Lightning is a real character.
That was my question, if he was a real character, because in this movie...
Yes.
He is so the token black superhero. He only has...
Well, that's kind of what he was created for. He was created in the late 70s. I'm not going to make this up. Part of his costume originally, when he was created in the late 70s, part of his costume was to wear an afro wig.
Oh, God. He's so lame. First of all, he only has one line. He has one line in the whole movie. And he only does one thing in the whole movie, and it's completely ineffective. So that was like the running joke, was that like Black Lightning was really lame. And he was voiced by LeVar Burton, even though he only had one line.
Yeah, you sure it wasn't Firestorm? The guy, was his head on fire?
Could be. Could definitely be Firestorm.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool. I definitely recommend watching. It's not going to blow you away.
Does Superman's dog show up in the cartoon?
No.
Oh, that was like the best part of the comic book.
No, there's no Superman.
At one point in the comic book, you know, someone's beating down Superman, and they're like, "What are you gonna do?" And he's like, "Well, I've got one more trick up my sleeve." And there was this superpowered dog behind him,
right?
Who wrecked shit, you know? So
I mean, it's
everyone needs one of those.
Yeah, it's almost a little too silly in parts. Like they don't take it seriously enough. Like there's a little too much like joking back and forth between Superman and Batman. You know, like, Batman will swing down from a building using his grappling hook, and Superman will be like, you know, I could just carry you. And Batman's like, what am I, a homo? No, he doesn't say that, but he says something like, you know, I hate that. Or, you know, it's just like a little groan-worthy stuff, much like my homo comment. But,
Yes, I was going to say, I'm sure your writing would not have been much better.
No, but, you know, that's not my thing. But, anyway, it was pretty cool. I liked it. Oh, one other thing I wanted to talk about, because we are in CAG news-ish, is the new CAG trading system that's coming that I always talk about, like, every other week, and that you've never seen, really, before. I mean, Super Programmer John, every day he tells me it's coming today, and it's, you know, it's not here. So, again, he tells me it's coming today, but it certainly may not be there by tomorrow.
Maybe we need to demote him from super programmer to just regular programmer.
You know what, Vonvat? I think that's a pretty good idea. But actually, we should demote him to Black Lightning. I think
that's the worst.
That's the worst. He was so lame.
You never saw that Saturday Night Live sketch the Superman funeral sketch from the early 80s. Sinbad was the host, and he plays Black Lightning.
Oh, no, I haven't. I haven't seen that.
You can probably find it on YouTube, and you can put it in the show notes.
Okay.
Black Lightning at Superman's funeral. It's very funny, and I highly recommend it.
I'm going to make a note, actually. Black Lightning. Super funeral. I can never read this. I've forgotten how to write, by the way, with like a regular pen.
You know, I've had half a beer, and my speech is already slurring. So.
Right. Hang in there, dude. It's a long show.
I know, it's terrible. I should have brought more beers down.
Well, no, maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you should get some Red Bull. So the trading thing. So because it's been taking so long, I've had a lot of time to think about it and think about like what's going to differentiate our trading system from all the other ones out there. And I finally came up with something, which I will share with you right now, Wombat.
I'm afraid.
No. It's nothing. It's good. It's nothing bad. Nothing to be afraid of. One of the things I was thinking about, like, you know, everybody else's trading system, they make believe like they're the only game in town. You know, they want you to use their trading system. So it's very self-contained and it's sort of pretends that it operates in a vacuum. So, like, you know, a lot of people like, and I'm only using GooseX as an example because, I don't know, it's popular and, you know, everybody, people like GooseX. So I'm just using them as an example. So, like, when you go to GooseX, you know, you're expected to use GooseX, right? I mean, it only makes sense. Or when you go to, what's another trading one? I don't even know. Trade Games Now or something. They expect you to.
Yeah, you know, Super Trade Game,
right.
Fantastic.
They expect you to use their platform. So what? But, you know, that's not always the best move. And especially for people on CAG who like to be educated and consider themselves educated shoppers and traders, you know, they're going to want to go after the best deal. So what I'm having Black Lightning John work on is getting all this data on the trading pages. So when you go to the Batman Arkham Asylum trading page, not only will you see all the listings in the CAG marketplace, which is people who have it available on CAG for sale or for trade, but you're also going to see all the new prices at different retailers. Because maybe you'll see, hey, you know, I could buy this used for $30 from Joe Schmo on CAG, or I could buy it new for $40 on Amazon, and maybe I'll just go and do that. You'll also see all the used prices from different retailers, and you'll see all the trade-in values from the major retailers. So maybe you'll say, yeah, you know what, I was going to go trade this with Joe Schmo on CAG, but, you know, maybe I'll just go to GameStop, and I'll get my $20 for it at GameStop. So that's what we're doing on CAG. We're basically opening it up to give you all the options, all the good options, so you can make an informed decision. And I think that's pretty exciting. And I think I hope people really, really take to it because I think it's sort of unique, and I don't really think anyone else is doing that.
Well, you sound like someone selling their website. Good job.
Well, that's what I am. Well, I mean,
I know,
I'm not selling.
You do. You sound like a real salesperson.
Well,
there.
I do have a background in sales, Wombat.
Yes, you do. You were in sold apartments for about a month.
I never sold apartments. First of all, I leased
commercial
office
leased
space.
Leased commercial space. Yes,
it's a big difference, Wombat. I didn't make any money at it, but I probably should have went with the apartments. I probably would have.
You mean you didn't lead your company in sales for a year like I did when I was in sales?
No, if I led that company in sales for a year, I'd be a millionaire. So I'd probably still be doing it.
Yeah, you would.
That was the worst job.
There'd be no cheap ass game.
Worst job ever. Commercial real estate broker in Manhattan. It's really, I mean, I quit without having another job lined up. That's how bad it was. I mean, that's something that like, you know, you should really never do. But it was just, I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. I was like, I can't make another cold call to a CFO of a company trying to get him to look at office space. You know, when he's got 50 other guys doing the exact same thing who could probably do just a good or a better job than I can. I just, you know, I felt totally worthless, basically. Nobody wants to feel that. Anyway, so, and I don't, like, we were going to call it CAG trading, but because people can sell their games, I thought that maybe that wasn't a good term, so I thought maybe CAG Marketplace was better, but I don't know. If you have any suggestions.
Not the CAG Bar?
I mean, I don't want to make it too like cutesy.
You could rock the CAG Bar.
I want people to know what it is just from the name, you know. So
I like Casbah. Well, the K at Casbah.
I guess if somebody has a better idea, you can post it. But I don't know. All right, so that's my selling of the CAG marketplace or whatever it's called. Let's
the flea market,
right? Or flea market? I don't know, but that's marketplace is shortened to the point. Like you can put marketplace in the navigation bar on the site, and people will pretty much know what it is. Like
yes,
you know, if you put a flea market on there, I don't know. It sounds a little shitty, also. okay, so let's move on to the new releases, Wombat, because there are a lot of them. And people like hearing about them. Well, I'm going to do... The first one I'm going to pick here is Forza. Forza 3 for Xbox 360 because I bought it last week. It came out in Asia last week. And I am in Asia while I'm at. So,
wait, you are?
I am. So
I thought you were in Japan.
Well, that's in Asia.
No.
Yes. So let me do my little mini review of Forza here, I guess, right? I might as well.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was giving you the opportunity.
Okay, so I was a big fan of Forza 2. You know, it's a great game. So I was very much looking forward to Forza 3. And I have to say, it's probably the best sim racing game that's ever been released for a video game platform. It pretty much has everything that you could hope for in a game like this. Most importantly, the driving is just fantastic. It feels so real, and I don't, you know, the last one felt really good too, and I don't know how different it is from Forza 2, because I did not go back and throw in Forza 2 to check, but I do know that it feels really great. Like, when you put the brakes on the car, and the car, like, sort of, you know, bucks a little bit, it feels so real. The other great thing about the game is that they've really said, when they made this game, they must have said, you know, we want to make this game available to everybody. Like, even if you suck at racing games, which, Wombat, you probably suck at racing games, since you suck at games and in general.
I do. So I am like trash from the garbage can trash.
Right. You should change your gamer tag to that.
You know what someone said to me on Twitter today?
What's that?
Someone said that I am an inspiration to Nazis. That was my insult of the day.
I don't even know what that means.
I think he means that I am so awful that I inspire people to become Nazis.
Oh, that's... I don't know what to say to that.
Me neither. I was kind of taken aback by that
one. So what they do with this game is they have so many different difficulty settings that you can customize. So, like, you know, and the last one did this to an extent too, but, you know, you have the racing line, which is that green and red line that goes down the track, tells you where to drive and where to brake, and makes the game, you know, infinitely more playable and easier. But the big feature that everybody's talking about this year and that wasn't there last year is the rewind feature. So anytime during the race, you can push the back button, and the game will rewind. Your race will rewind like 10 seconds.
Now, is your car driven by a cat with a vacuum cleaner?
I don't get it.
It was a Blinks the Time Sweeper joke.
Okay. No, it's not.
There are people listening to the show who got that
who know video games better than I do, which is probably most people. Now, I didn't get an Xbox, a regular Xbox, until pretty late in the game, so... but anyway.
That game came out late in the game. No. You have no excuse.
Okay, well, it sucked, so how about that?
That's a good thing. So there you go. That's viable.
So this totally changes the game. And, of course, you can turn it off. You don't have to use it. But
now, can you fly airplanes in the game?
No.
Can you ride a bicycle?
No.
So what's the point?
What do you mean?
So what do you drive?
You drive cars.
What kind of cars?
Every kind of cars. Possibly.
Every kind of cars?
Every kind of car. You can drive trucks, you can drive races, you know, like, every kind of, like, super racing cars.
Rick Ocasek, is he in the game?
Dude, I have Kit.
That's nice.
I have it's not a true Kit, because it's like an 87 Trans Am, and I think Kit's an 84, but it's, you know, and you can...
It's close enough.
It's pretty much close enough. So, the whole rewind thing totally changes the game, because, you know... You'd be driving like a 15-minute race, and like the second to last turn, you spin out, and you've just, you know, wasted 15 minutes of your time because you're going to lose the race. But now that doesn't happen. You're in the position where you can basically win every race if you want to, you know. And it certainly makes the game less challenging, yes, but it makes it infinitely more fun. And certainly, if you don't want to use the feature, you don't have to. And you're not penalized in any way by using it. And you can use it as much as you want. So I love it. And it's great, especially if you have a kid who jumps on you while you're driving the car. It makes the game a lot more playable.
Yeah, I had that issue with Borderlands earlier in the week.
Right, and especially when you're playing
online,
right?
Kid on lap syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great game if you have a kid. And certainly there's no violence in it, so that really makes it a great game.
Yeah, Borderlands, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know why you're playing that with your daughter in the room. That's
Well, I was playing, and then she woke up from her nap, and then she was thrown on my lap. And then I'm like, ugh, I could better sleep.
Right, exactly. So this is kid-friendly. So that's an awesome feature. They've totally redone, like, the season mode now. So you have, like, a calendar, and there's different races you select. There's basically like championship races, and in between the championship races, you can choose which events you want to do.
When you said season mode, I thought you meant like really get to drive in the snow,
dude.
But I guess that's not what you mean.
It's not what I mean at all. There is no snow as far as I know. So that's pretty cool. It just makes things a little more focused in like the season mode. Of course, there's the incredible level of customization with the cars. And this is what I really like about this game, puts it above all other racing games for me, is that when you're tired of racing around in a circle, there's a lot of shit that you can do that's not racing. So you can take any one of your cars and, you know, you can totally paint them and use the vinyl editor to put all kinds of designs on your car. And, you know, I'm not a very artistic person. So for me, you know, other than sort of simple designs, I'm sort of out of that. But, you know, even simple designs, I can get into doing that. But the cool thing is the whole marketplace that they have now. So last year they had an auction house. So you could buy cars from people and you could buy their designed cars. But now you can buy just the designs from people. So like, for example, some guy made a kit license plate. He made the Knight license plate that you could put on your kit. And you can buy it from them. So I did that. And use your in-game experience to buy the stuff from people. And you can also buy total designs for cars as well, or cars with the designs already on them. So there's a lot, and you can spend so much time doing it. It's great. So, and also one last thing is that the multiplayer is also amazing in this. There's so many options. They have cat and mouse and tag as modes that are already in the game, but you could also create, you know, basically any type of race that you want. They got drag racing, just a ton of shit to do. It's definitely the best sim racing game ever. Maybe the best racing game ever. Gran Turismo 5's got a lot of work cut out for it. I will say one thing though, from what I've seen of Gran Turismo 5, the graphics are better in Gran Turismo 5. If there's any weakness in Forza, is that the graphics when you're racing are not going to make you say, holy shit, this looks ridiculous. They look good. It looks very good. It looks great. But, you know, you're not going to, you know, go insane over the graphics. But, so that's my Forza review, while I'm at. Still there?
That was great.
Still there? Yeah, I mean,
That was the best review of a game I don't care about that I've ever heard.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, you should. It's really cool. I think you can get into it.
I'm sure I might. I think the game requires a little more time than I maybe
would put in. It does,
but
you know what? Because of the whole rewind feature, it's not as much time. And you earn money really quickly.
Well, add it to my to-do list.
Hey, okay. I'm sure you'll never play it again, but...
Well, that's because I have Borderlands right now, and I'd rather be playing that.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll talk about Borderlands a little bit. Let's go through the rest of the new releases.
Excuse me, yes. Let's do it.
DJ Hero is a big release this week.
You think?
I don't know. I mean, they certainly put a lot into it. I did read this prediction from some analyst saying that they're basically cutting their sales predictions in half. They think they've looked at the pre-orders activity on the game, and they're not too optimistic on DJ Hero.
Well, it's definitely a hard sell. It's not as easy a sell as Guitar Hero.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really interested in the game. I'm just not interested in paying the shipping to get it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling that you will like it. I just don't think it's for everybody.
Yeah, I'm a bedroom DJ.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews, too. I don't think it's necessarily a bad game. I just don't know who it's marketed for.
And I
don't know who, you know, what they're expecting for this.
I read the Kotaku review. Well, I skimmed the Kotaku review.
Kotaku?
Kotaku.
You said Kotaku.
You know I live in Kotoku?
That's nice.
Yeah. So I read their...
What do you think of their site redesign?
I don't know. It looks pretty much the same to me.
Oh, no. They changed it all around.
I mean, it's just a little style difference, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't love it as much. No, but anyway,
I mean, I read it pretty much in the RSS feed, so it looks the same in my RSS feed.
Well, that would be why.
What was I going to say now? Oh, the one of the big complaints, and this, you know, I noticed this when looking through the track list, was that they use a lot of the same songs in the mashups. So there'll be like four different tracks that all use the same song in it. You know, it's half of the same song. And they say that gets pretty annoying. And I can see that. I can totally see that being annoying. I wanted to bring up this comment from the Cagbag from Frisky Tanuki while we're talking about DJ Hero. He said, I wanted to ask you if you think Activision is taking the wrong approach to pushing these plastic peripheral bundles for DJ Hero and Tony Hawk Ride. He said, when Guitar Hero first launched as the first of plastic bundles, it was only $70 with the guitar because you weren't really sure that you'd have much else to use the guitar with. But it's luckily grown to the point where that's not an issue anymore, and subsequently they've raised the price. Now he says, with Tony Hawk Ride and DJ Hero, you know, there's nothing else that you're going to use these controllers for. And they cost twice as much as the original Guitar Hero with plastic does. So, you know, aren't they making a big mistake here? And isn't this going to limit the amount of people that invest in their expensive plastic with video game bundles?
Yes, they are, and it is incredibly stupid. And having played Tony Hawk Ride, I can tell you right now, that game ain't worth the plastic you're standing on, so...
I see. Yeah, I mean, I think, and then he says, shouldn't Activision be taking that into consideration and willing to offer a cheaper price right now to get as many of these controllers into the homes to be worth supporting in the future and not make that extra $60 a major issue for gamers who don't want to be burned because either game fails? Yeah, Frisky, you're absolutely right. The way to look at this, you think, would be, hey, we're basically creating a mini console here. You know, I mean, that's what really these plastic guitars and drums and all that shit are, is, you know, and the Wii Fit peripheral. These are expensive peripherals, and they really become a form of sub-console, you know. And especially with the music games, you know, they sell you all this downloadable content, and they make money off that. So you think, yeah, you'd want to subsidize that plastic shit as much as possible and get in as many homes as possible and hope to make up for it on the DLC side. So I don't know. I don't know. And maybe it really cost that much to make a DJ turntable. I mean, how much could it cost?
Yeah, I have no idea how much it would cost to make that thing. I mean,
I don't know, but it's a very good point, Frisky. No matter what, you bring up a very good point there. And I agree. What else do we have this week, Wombat? We have
Tekken.
Tekken 6, of course, is out. I think you're a Tekken fan, aren't you?
I am. I'm a big Tekken fan. I haven't picked this up yet because I have a lot of other games on my plate.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of the Tekken series. I don't think there's a version of the game I haven't played and finished.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, I like Tekken.
I used to play Tekken. I don't remember which Tekken it was, but I liked Law.
I don't know. There's just something about the characters, and it has a bit of a sense of humor that other fighting games don't have.
Right.
And I kind of like that. So.
Okay. So that's out this week. And there's also a wireless stick bundle. Remember I always asked, where's my wireless fighting stick?
And there it is.
There it is. I don't think I'm going to be
getting it. It does look kind of badass. A little expensive, but kind of badass.
Yeah, yeah. Amazon had a good deal on it, actually, but still expensive. Also this week, Ratchet & Clank Future, A Crack in Time, which has been getting very good reviews, as all the games
do.
That
just kind of snuck up, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's out. I don't know. I mean, I've heard good things about it. The last one, I have the last one, but I don't know. I had a hard time getting into it. It was one of those games where I got to a part that I kept dying at, and it kept sending me back to a checkpoint that was a little bit too far for my liking. And then I just said, screw it. This is just like all the other Ratchet and Clank
games. I finished
games.
The last one. I enjoyed it immensely. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But like you said, there's a lot of games coming out now, so...
Yeah, it's definitely... I mean, as much as I love Ratchet and Clank, there's no reason for me to play it this week.
Right. Exactly.
So I could definitely wait for a price drop on it.
Exactly. Exactly my thoughts on that. And being in Japan, those games usually, I mean, that'll be, I'll be able to pick up that game for probably $20 used in a month or so.
Now, is the box art much different in Japan as it tends to be with Ratchet and Clank games?
Even with the power eyebrows?
Big eyebrows.
You know what? I have not seen the box art. I don't even know when it's coming out here, but now I am on the Amazon Japan, and I will look at it. Ratchet and Clank. Oh, maybe they don't have it. I don't see it.
Oh, well. And, you know, and there's a bunch of other stuff coming out this week. We got Family Game Night 2 on the Wii.
Okay.
We got the Ni Hao Kailan game, which I know you're big into.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that.
That is Sabrina's favorite show.
Okay.
Ni Hao Kailan, yes. It'll about a little Chinese girl and her friend, the tiger, and a koala bear that dresses like a panda. Oh,
that sounds good.
Toli and Rintu. Hmm. Those are her friend's names.
Oh, also, the Grand Theft Auto episodes from Liberty City is out.
Yes, as is the Press Your Luck game.
Did you know, so that Grand Theft Auto thing comes with, what was the Lost and the Damned and Gay Tony or whatever? What's it called?
The Ballad of Gay Tony.
The Ballad of Gay Tony. Now, it says on the box that you don't need the game, the original game, to play this. It's
interesting.
So you can, I guess, play just those two sets of missions.
If that's how you want to play it.
If that's how you want to play it. I still haven't finished the original, so I haven't.
Yeah, me neither.
One day. I don't know what's going to happen, but one day. I mean, like, I'll have to break my leg or something and just be totally laid up.
I did get Chinatown Wars for the PSP today, though.
You bought that?
No, it showed up on my doorstep.
How?
They sent it to me.
Oh, you have Rockstar connections, huh?
Yeah, they like me. Well, it was funny. I don't want to get anyone at Rockstar in trouble, but someone there asked me how I was liking the game. And I said, I don't know. And I think they were a little embarrassed that they hadn't sent one. And then they offered to send me one, and I said, well, don't send it to me. And I emailed them Shipwreck's address.
Right. Oh, that was very... Wow, Wombat, you're all grown up now.
Yes. And they sent one to both of us.
Wow.
So everybody wins.
Well, not everybody.
Well, no, you get nothing.
I got nothing. But that's okay.
I give Chinatown Wars.
I don't even know where my PS.
Yes, but you don't have an hour commute every day.
That's true.
So
I have a 1 minute commute from the bed.
From what? The bed to the toilet?
Okay, it's 30 seconds. Okay, so is that it for the new releases? Did we miss anything?
Eh, who cares?
Okay, who cares? Let's move on to game shopping news, Wombat. Some good deals
this
week.
Yes, that's how you make your money.
This is how I make the monies. This is how I can buy my own copy of, whatever it's called, Chinatown Wars. Some good deals this week. First of all, from Amazon, they have a deal. If you spend $80 on select titles, they're going to give you $40 in credit. And there's a lot of titles to choose from.
You sounded like the ShamWow guy for a second there.
Vince?
If you spend $80, listen to what they're going to give you.
Look what else you get. Not only do you get the $40 in credit, but you also get a hand job from Jeff Bezos. What's his name? Bezos?
Bezos.
Bezos, right.
Bezos.
Oh, I did get my Kindle, by the way.
Nice. How's that treating you?
It's good. I did an unboxing video of it, but it... I don't know. I haven't gotten to it. I got distracted by the giant
whopper. Have
you
read any books yet?
I started reading a book. I started reading this book called Tokyo Vice, which it's a pretty cool concept. I mean, it's a Jewish guy from, I think, Minnesota, moves to Tokyo, and he gets a job at like the major newspaper as a reporter, and he winds up investigating the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia. And basically gets himself into a situation where they come after him. And they basically say, you know, if you write this story, we're going to kill your family and then kill you. So it's pretty interesting. Especially, you know, it's a lot of, you know, interesting stuff about it. Like a foreigner working at this, major Japanese newspaper is interesting on its own. But you throw in like the mafia stuff and it's even more interesting. But I'm not that far yet. So, but the Kindle is really cool. Like it's really like reading a book. I mean, the screen looks like you're reading a piece of paper. I don't know. It's amazing, and it's very comfortable. But I haven't really used it enough to give you a full review. But I did get a $20 credit though, because they dropped the price by $20 like right after I bought it, so that was nice. The other sale this week is buy two get one free on PS3, 360, and Wii games, $60 and less at Best Buy. So two great deals that you definitely gonna want to hit up.
Yeah, and Best Buy also has a 30% off all Blu-ray discs.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, they have some really good deals on stuff. Like, you get Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz for $13 each, which is crazy.
Crazy.
So,
all right. So those deals,
they're practically giving it away.
Yeah, practically. You can find those deals on the front page of cheapassgamer.com if you don't want to search for them. And let's also, this is a good time to mention our sponsor, GoDaddy, who will give you 10% off any order with coupon code CAG10. So if you want to register a domain, or if you want to register, if you want to get some hosting, if you want to start a website and get some cheap-ass hosting, they have like these hosting packages that are, they're like $4 a month or something like that. And that's how I started CAG Wombat. I said, like, I'm going to build this website, and why spend a lot of money? By, you know, spending a lot of money every month on hosting. You start off small, and then if you need something bigger and better, you go from there. So I was only paying a few bucks a month, and now you can do the same. GoDaddy, coupon code CAG10. If you want to register domains, it's better to use coupon code CAGDOMAIN. You'll get domains for $6.95. And there's also a coupon for $5 off 30 with CAG 5 off 30. And we'll post the coupon codes with the show on the front page of CAG and in the show notes. I did.
Yes, get your piece of the internet today.
You don't have to say GoDaddy that. It sounds gay when you say that. Not gay. It sounds bad when you say it.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
No.
You don't want to anger the people I work with, of whom listen to the show.
I don't
want to
anger the gays.
No, you don't.
Right. They got plenty to.
They're tough.
They got plenty enough to be angry about.
Yes, they do.
What else was I going to say? Oh, I registered a new domain name, actually.
Oh, yeah. What'd you register?
What did I register? Oh, I registered CAG.VG.
Yeah, he's talked about that last week.
Oh, I did?
I thought maybe you registered something.
Oh, no, I forgot. Okay, so let's move on, Wombat, to multi-platforming. Now, you did mention that you got Borderlands, and I was supposed to have Borderlands, but unfortunately, PlayAsia did not get it in stock in time. Very rare that they don't get the game in stock on release, but this is one of those things. So I will have it on Thursday. So what do you think?
I like it. It's a great game. It's a lot of fun. Again, it has a. I really like the graphical style. I mean, I know they changed it a lot from the original concept. If you ever saw the original concept art for this game, it changed a lot. It has kind of a, you know, a cel shaded, cartoony ish look.
Kinda, it is, right?
I mean, it is.
No kinda.
Yes. It ain't no kinda.
Right.
It does start off in some ways a little slow in the sense that you do a lot of retreading the same ground.
Okay.
For a while, which can seem a little tedious, like, really, I just get to go back to the same place I just was.
And kill more dogs or something?
Yeah, and kill more, and you kill a lot of those skags. There's a little too much skag killing. But
skags are their version of rats?
Or? Yeah, like whatever they are, exactly. It's the game's version of rats. Of course, some of them get bigger. Like, I found, like, they start off kind of small, and then as you level up, you run into giant skags that breathe radioactive fire.
Oh, okay. The enemies scale with you, or?
It's not necessarily that the enemies scale with you. I just think that there are bigger and tougher enemies.
Got it.
Like,
okay.
Literally, that look physically different. I mean, they look completely different than the skag pups that come at you in the beginning of the game.
Okay.
So, and of course, it's all about the weapon collection. And the good and the bad with the weapon collection. The good is the weapons are a lot of fun to use, and they're all very different. I'm playing as a hunter who's proficient in sniper rifles and pistols.
For those of you who don't know about this game, its main selling point is that it's like Diablo, but a first-person shooter. So there's a lot of loot that you're going to be collecting.
Yeah, it's definitely more shooter than RPG.
Oh, definitely. But that's their RPG link. That's how they can say it's sort of an RPG, is that you do level up and you find there's like a bajillion different guns that you can find.
Yes, there's a bajillion different guns to find. You do level up. There are skill trees to increase certain stats. And right now, I mean, you know, the guns are. I have a sniper rifle that doesn't do much damage, but it lights people on fire.
That's fun.
So you can shoot a guy in the chest with your sniper rifle, but that potentially will kill him if he stays on fire long enough.
I understand. Okay. So you're saying that it's cool there's a lot of guns, but there's a problem.
The problem is you start off the game with only 12 storage slots. And that includes storage slots for your if you want to carry more health. You're definitely going to want to carry a shield. You're going to want to carry an augment for your grenades. So that's already like 3 slots taken away right there. So now you're only down to 9 slots to hold 9 of your bajillion guns. And when you start off, you can only carry 2 at a time. So it's 9 plus the 2 you can carry. So you unlock a third slot to carry a gun relatively quickly. I'm already up to level 15, and I just unlocked more capacity in my backpack.
So wait, you can carry... So as many slots as you have, that's as many guns as you can carry?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So you really can't carry for, you know, the first 15 levels, at least for me, more than 15 guns at a time.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Is there a place that you can, like, store your guns?
No, there is no gun storage.
Okay.
So if you find a gun that you, you know, you may find a gun that doesn't do much damage, but there's just something about it that you think is kind of cool.
Right.
But eventually you'll have to make a decision of, do I want this gun that does more damage?
But it doesn't look as cool. I can't show this one.
It doesn't look as cool, and I guess I have to sell my other gun.
Do they give the guns names?
Some of them do, yeah. They all have different... They're all made by different manufacturers.
I see.
And, yeah, so they don't have... But they do all have different names. I couldn't tell you them off
the top of my head. No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, but, you know, there's guns that shoot lightning, and there's guns that, you know, light guys on fire, and there's guns that just shoot really big bullets. And
you've played... You said you mentioned before that you played this with Shipwreck Online, the co-op.
I didn't play with Shipwreck Online because he's always been too far ahead of me level-wise. I did play a little with DJ Steel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the co-op is fun. It's as fun as you would think it would be. I think the game works just as well co-op as it does a solo.
Okay.
When you play co-op, they add more enemies.
Well, that's smart. Okay, good.
So it kind of does ramp up. It's not like you're playing with more people and it makes it easier.
And it's true. So it's true drop in and drop out, right?
It's true drop in and drop out. And I can't join. Say you were level 25.
Okay.
They wouldn't let me join your game. But if you were level 25 and I'm level 15, you can join my game.
Oh, okay.
So, and it would probably be really easy for you, but it could help me out if I'm really stuck.
Got it. So I gotta get to work once that game comes.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get to work, or me and or Shipwreck can join your game and kind of wreck shit with our super guns.
Let me ask you another question.
While you're still using a dinky rusted pistol, yes.
Right? But I have a piece of wood with a nail in it.
And there are vehicles that you can drive, and killing raiders is always actually kind of fun, even if some of them do get repetitive. There are midgets with shotguns, and every time the midget shoots the shotgun, they fall over, right. And it's funny every time.
Can you customize your character at all?
Sort of. You can customize the color of your outfit, but that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. There are different shields that you could get, but it's just literally an augment. You don't see any difference to your character. But the guns are all relatively different.
I see. Looking. But your character itself, you just can change the color. One color, that's it?
No, you could change 3 different colors on their outfits.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, that's something. But, you know, for a game that is throwing around the RPG tag pretty liberally, you think have a little more customization there.
Well, the customization, I guess, is in the weapons.
I mean,
you don't customize the gun you have. But you literally find a new one every 15 seconds.
Well, I can't wait to get it, and hopefully we'll play together and talk about it next week.
Yes, and the game is very brown.
There's a lot of brown.
I like the color brown. There's a lot of desert.
All right. Well, okay. What else in multi-platforming did you want to talk about?
Well, I started playing. I mean, I know I'm very much looking forward to Dragon Age, which comes out next week.
Mm-hmm.
And to prep myself for that, I've been playing Dragon Age Journeys, which is the browser game that EA made to go along with this. BioWare and EA made a browser game called Dragon Age Journeys, which is a turn-based RPG made from the ground up for a web browser, just to basically help promote this game. And what's good about it is it helps introduce you to the lore and the characters. And how it all, you know, how the game basically works. Although the game itself isn't a turn-based hexagon grid RPG. It's more of a real-time RPG. But what's great about the web game is that There's three items that you can unlock in this browser game that you could use in any version of the game that you might buy.
Nice. Oh, what the? Fable did that. Fable 2
Fable did that. Yes. Some of the items are a little harder to get than others, but I have procured myself a new belt for the character that I haven't even started yet.
That's so great. Yeah, his pants will not be falling off.
Exactly. And it's also fun. It's a fun little game. It's not short, and it's free, and it's a browser game.
Got it. All right.
Dragon Age Journeys. I recommend playing it. If anything, it'll help you psych you up for the real game that comes out next week.
Cool.
Which is getting very good reviews.
It has been getting good reviews. I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Maybe I need to get that. It's too many games now.
I know. I kind of resigned myself to Borderlands and Dragon Age.
Right. It's getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah. Those are the two games I'm getting for the moment, for the time being. Okay. And that, who knows what'll be next.
I want to mention Beatles rock band Abbey Road, because I bought that, I guess it was last week or whenever it came out, I bought it. And, you know, Shipwreck wrote a review on Keg about it. He told me he was writing a review. And I had, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to buy it, so maybe I could do one of those, like, joint reviews with you that he does with Desert Eagle. So, you know, I bought it, and certainly it's very short. You know, you're basically only buying, I think it's like 24 minutes of music.
For $16.
For $17.
$17.
So I played through it very quickly. He's like, all right. So I played through it very quickly, and I started writing the review. And the first, like, two paragraphs of the review had nothing to do with the game. It was all about how we're getting fucked because of DLC once again. Because here's a situation where you got half the Abbey Road album is on the disc that you bought. And obviously, the other half was put aside so that they could sell it to you for $17 now. And I told Shipwreck just to forget it, because it became like a rant and not a review. So I figured I could always just do my rant right here and let Shipwreck do his review by himself. So
yeah, it's funny, because when I think of Abbey Road, the one song that I probably really would want to play in Guitar Hero or Rock Band, I guess, for this game, what jumps out at me is that I would probably want to play The End, which is already on the disc.
Well, that's, you mean the whole medley thing? Or just the end? I mean, that's only like two, that's like 2 minutes.
I know, but it has that really badass guitar solo, which is played by three people.
Right.
Which is kind of cool.
So what they did was, like, the famous medley of Abbey Road, which is like 16 minutes of songs that are back to back. You can't buy any of those songs individually. You have to buy the whole $17 collection if you want to play that. And I don't know, just the whole thing just really sums up what, you know, DLC is all about. It's about withholding content from the final version of the game to sell you it later, and almost always sell it to you at a price that is pretty much completely unreasonable. In this case, I mean, look, Abbey Road is obviously one of the best albums in rock and roll history, but you got to decide, is it worth, you know, $17 for 24 minutes, or, I mean, something like 24 or 27, I forget how many minutes, but I don't know. But I just felt like after I finished playing it, I was like, you know, this was a lot of fun playing that medley. The medley's awesome. There's there's no question about it. It's ridiculously good. But you can't help but feel like that you got it stuck in your ass a little bit, you know? So, I don't know. That's my Beatles Abbey Road rant. And I did wind up, actually, you know, the Queen pack came out the same time.
Oh, yeah, that was the 10-song Queen thing.
Yeah, I wound up just buying, like, individual songs. I bought Killer Queen, which was on the first Guitar Hero game.
Yes, it was. I have that.
And it's weird. That was a cover, actually, in the first one. Although the guy...
Was it really?
Yeah, they did a ridiculous job with it. You could hardly tell, but it was not Freddie Mercury singing that song. But this is the original one, and it seems like you're playing a lot of piano in this song. Like, there's definitely...
Killer Queen does have a lot of piano in it.
They do, but it's, you know, you're not playing the guitar in a lot of the song. And a lot of the song, you're just, like, standing there looking at the screen. There's nothing happening.
So what else did you get?
And I bought Somebody to Love.
Yeah, that's another song I don't think of guitar.
No, I know, but those are the songs that I liked. out of the ones that were offered to me.
You're just terrible.
I'm not terrible. That's what I like.
You're terrible.
So, and then I wound up buying some other songs. I wound up buying Red Barchetta from Rush.
Okay.
Which is an awesome Guitar Hero song. It's ridiculously good.
I say that has nothing to do with Queen, but yes.
No, but I wound up going and buying more songs. And I bought that Journey song that was on there. I forgot which one it was. Any Way You Want It or Don't Stop Believing. I don't know. Which Don't Stop Believing, I guess.
The one with Steve Perry?
It's the one that you have to buy.
Yeah.
Not the one that came with it.
I bought all these songs. I didn't buy them. I won all those songs from the Pepsi Rock Band contest before it ended.
Yeah.
I haven't played any of them. I have at least a dozen songs waiting for me to play on if I popped in my Rock Band disc.
Well, I highly recommend Red Barchetta. If that's how you say it.
I'm trying to... Remember. What did I... I did get a Rush song, and I can't remember which one I took.
That's the best one. It's long, and it's got an awesome guitar riff in it. And it's a great song. All speaking of
I like Rush.
Of Rock
yes.
Band, there's...
You slap at a bass, man?
What was that from again?
That's from I Love You, Man.
Oh, right. So, apparently, Roger Daltrey revealed that there's some sort of Who stuff, more Who stuff, coming to Rock Band. Whether
Who?
It's a... Whether it's a standalone game or just like another pack, something Who is coming to Rock Band. More Who is coming
all
to Rock Band.
All the Who's in Whoville.
I would buy
Who Rock Band.
Tommy.
I was just about to say that. I was going to say the same thing. If they gave Tommy the Beatles treatment, where each song had something
that would be
in the background,
ridiculous.
And they actually played out the whole rock opera.
How much would
you
spend?
Where
you
literally
for that?
Played it.
How much?
That would be awesome.
How much?
That's a $60 game.
$60 for the entire thing, and with the the dreamscapes, but the Who.
Yeah, like with Uncle Ernie being all creepy.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Molesting Tommy. Yeah, that would be
molesting Tommy. Yeah.
Yes, that would be amazing. I agree on that. I would probably have to spend $60 for that.
That would be badass.
That would be
and
badass.
Then, of course, if they really wanted to rape us, they could release Quadrophenia, which would be twice as long
right.
and three times as awesome, because that's a better album.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Quadrophenia is a better album than Tommy.
Well, I like Tommy, so. I saw the Broadway show twice.
That's great.
And I saw the movie several times. Okay, also in other multi-platforming news, boy, there's a lot. A lot of Modern Warfare 2. As you know, the game's coming out in... I don't know, 2 weeks.
Why am I not interested?
Because you That's suck at games.
Question. That's right. I forgot all my trash that comes out of the trash can.
Right,
trash.
Right. You were. I remember you being terrible at that game.
I was terrible at that game. But is that enough of a reason for me just to like be just not?
Yes,
interested
of course.
At all?
I mean, the big draw to that game is the online multiplayer.
I have no interest in.
Because you just see the problem with you, Wombat, is when you play these first person shooters, you can't. You don't seem to be able to run and shoot at the same time. So when you just stand still and shoot at somebody, you'll pretty much die every time. You got to learn the whole strafing thing.
Yeah, it's not my bag, baby.
No, you can't do two things at once.
No, I can't.
Anyway, so here's the news. There's two pieces of news to come out of regarding Modern Warfare 2. First of all, is that there's going to be a third-person mode where you can play multiplayer in third-person view, and everybody plays in third-person. It's a separate matchmaking playlist, okay? So whenever you play that playlist, you're playing in third-person mode. So, okay, that could be interesting if it works well. But I don't know. To me, I think Modern Warfare, I think first-person, I think that was the big draw of the game is that it was so smooth in first-person. It was fast, and I don't know. Third-person, I think, is going to slow it down. The other big and those okay. The other news that we missed while we were gone is that the PC version, there's not going to be any dedicated servers for that. You're not going to be able to run your own servers. You have to use Infinity Ward's matchmaking system only. So that means no mods. You can't screw around with the game at all. You're just playing their way, or you're not playing. And there's a lot of uprage about that now.
Outrage.
Outrage.
That's a new word. I like uprage.
Uprage.
I know what it means.
Sure. Outrage is like, like a 5.
Uprage is an 11.
Is an 11, exactly. So, I'm sort of out of the PC game scene. So
yeah, but do you think this is outrageous?
Yes, I do. Hold on. I got to take up the garbage. So a lot of people are upset about it. You know, I don't give a shit because I'm going to get the 360 version. But I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up because that was a big item for people getting upset about. But I don't feel that I know enough about it to really talk about it anymore.
I mean, I guess the real what it comes down to is how many people does this affect?
A lot. It was a very popular PC game as well.
I know, but how many people on the PC? How many people that even play the PC game does this affect?
I don't know. It's a lot of outrage. A lot of uprage, Wombat.
I know, but does a lot of outrage equate to a lot of people?
I don't know. I think they're still going to buy the game or pirate the game.
Or pirate it. On the PC, probably pirate it.
Well, I guess you can't. Maybe if you pirate the game because you're playing on their, you know, through their matchmaking system, maybe you can't really pirate the game. Or you can't play multiplayer if you pirate the game.
Which is, I guess, somewhat possible, yes.
What was the other? Oh, the other news. Well, okay, this is a bit of a spoiler, okay? And if this turns out to be true, it's a bit of a spoiler. But there's a apparently this game was leaked in France already. People have been playing it and streaming it on Ustream or whatever, and there's some videos on YouTube. So if you're in a blackout on this game, you don't want to hear it, you should fast forward a minute or two. But basically, this guy is playing through a section of the game where he's playing as a terrorist in the single player, and there's a scene where you're in the airport, and basically, all you do for the first 5 minutes of the mission is walk through the airport and kill, people in the airport, just regular people, civilians.
Yeah, that's not particularly politically correct, no, is it?
No. So I don't really know if this could be some sort of hoax. I don't know. But you can sure, if this is true, you can be sure that, you know, you're going to be seeing this on Fox News pretty soon. And which will mean a lot more sales, probably, for the game. And also some bullshit outrage. Uprage.
Now, can you play as Kurt Cobain killing innocent people in
the
airport? Yes,
singing Bon Jovi.
Singing garbage songs?
Yes, yes. Okay, and I think that's it for multi-platforming. Just a note, Bayonetta comes out this week in Japan for the PS3 and Xbox 360. The 360 version is region locked, as was expected. The PS3 version is region free, as expected. Both of them have full English support. So English voices, English text, English everything. So I will buy it on Thursday and play it and report back.
You could tell us all how it is.
Tell you how it is.
You can record a video of you playing the game while eating small, dainty portions of food.
Yeah. Dude, I ate like half of that thing.
Whatever. Go back to your tea and finger sandwiches.
Crumpets.
Yes.
Let's move on to Sony.
Cucumber crisps. I love them.
Dude, come on. I did a good job, I thought. Just because my friend
is
disgusting.
Lovely.
Just because my friend is disgusting doesn't mean that I'm any less of a man.
Yeah, it does.
You saw how much ketchup he put on that thing?
Whatever.
Think about how many calories were just
whatever,
in the ketchup.
Girl.
All right.
What's next, my dear?
All right. Sony is next, and I finished Uncharted 2.
How is you sharded?
I sharded. David, you sharded.
You sharded, David. You shot it too.
You have to go. You'll have to go back to the CatCast archives to figure out what we're talking about there.
Yes, but it's funny to us.
It's funny to us. So Uncharted, obviously, it's an awesome game. It's if you've played the first one, you probably know exactly what to expect, except on a bigger scale. I mean, a lot of the set pieces in the game are really just sort of beautiful to look at and exciting to play. And unlike the first game, they give you stuff to do once you finish the single-player campaign, which took me 10 hours and 20 minutes, I believe, was my time on that. The multiplayer mode is really quite robust. There's, you know, a lot of stuff you can do online. Not only is there, you know, team deathmatch and basically capture the flag type modes and stuff like that, but there's also a three-player co-op mode, which is, they have two different modes. One is like the horde mode or the, the mode that they put in every game now, where you just fight wave and wave of enemies. I forgot what the other game was that just put that in. Oh, Halo ODST. So that's the new thing to put into games. It's called Arena in this game, and you just, you know, fight wave and wave after guy of guy. There's also sort of a mission-based co-op where it's really just getting from point A to point D and killing a lot of people in between those letters.
Isn't that every game?
Yeah, but you don't get, like, the story. You know, it's not... what I'm saying is they don't just take the single-player campaign and say, now you can play it with two of your friends. They take sort of those environments and they say, here's a modified version of that that you can play with your friends.
Gotcha. And you play as three different characters.
Right.
It's not three Nathan Drakes, nope, different colored t-shirts.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Three different characters. And it's great. It works great. The online... I have never had any lag whatsoever, no matter if I played with people in Japan, people in America. It's always been smooth as silk. There's a lot of, you know, you unlock stuff when you play multiplayer right out of the Call of Duty playbook because you level up when you play. I mean, it's a great game. It looks beautiful. You know, it's a must-buy game if you have a PS3. Or if you're not interested in the multiplayer at all, then just rent it, and you'll have an awesome 10 or 11 hours of gameplay, and you won't have to spend $60 for it. But certainly, having this game in your collection is probably the right move, I would say. And other than that, I don't know what to say about it. You're still playing the first one, right?
I am. Yep, I still have that from Gameplay.
Right, but so. You've probably moved on to all these other games by now.
Well, I have Borderlands, and Borderlands is the new hotness. So you know how it is.
The cool thing about Uncharted, first of all, the graphics are... I mean, it's not just that the graphics are good or great. It's that the artwork behind it is great. You know, like, and it's not just brown. It's basically... They basically use every color somehow. And it looks beautiful. The artwork is beautiful. It's not just that the graphics are beautiful. So congratulations to the art team on that game. I mean, it's just, it's a very pretty game.
Did you see the Wolverine movie?
I did not.
I saw that over the weekend.
Yeah.
That movie is one of the most gigantic pieces of shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
It looks like you know what the problem to me looked like? Like they were trying to introduce too many characters.
You know, I thought it would at least, at worst, be fun.
It's not even fun?
It's not even fun. At no point do you sit there going, yeah, Wolverine, get him. You just sit there going, really? Really? At one point, he's looking at his claws, and they literally look like they were drawn. Like, the special effects are terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it's got bad, cheap special effects. There's no real good action. It just, I don't know, it just, the video game is so much better.
But I was just going to say that. This is one of the few situations where the video game is way better than the movie.
It's really funny and really scary. And boy, do they butcher the Deadpool character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Well, back to yes. Sony. We're off track here, Wombat. Big Sony news is that Netflix is coming to the PS3. It was announced. It's basically going to have all the functionality of the 360 version, except for the party stuff, like where you can watch movies with people. Can't do that. And you have to have a disc in the drive.
I think is only temporary.
Right, until they can figure out how to not do that, or... I think Michael Pachter thought it was because they had, or was it Pachter? Somebody thought it was because they have like a dashboard exclusivity agreement with Microsoft. I don't know. So whatever, it's coming. You just have to get a disc, and eventually you won't need the disc. You know, it doesn't affect me in the slightest, since I'm sure it'll be region locked. So what else can you say about it? Somebody had a question about it in my Twitter.
I was going to say the other thing we could say about that is that we will have a code soon.
Oh yeah, if you're saying right now that hey, I want to just get into Netflix right now, I was thinking about getting it anyway. You can sign up for a free trial now, and you can support the CAGcast if you go to bit.ly/CAGNetflix and sign up for the trial. We'll get Pizzade to the Nizzade. So it's still there, Wombat.
There you go. I appreciate that.
Okay, so that's the Netflix news. Also, this came out, I guess, while we were off. There's a new PS3 Slim coming out already.
It's got 250 GBs.
That's right. I don't know. What does GB stand for?
It stands for giant balls.
Right. That's a lot. Well, that's a lot of giant balls there.
It has 250 giant balls, and you can store lots of stuff in your scrotum.
Right, and it costs $350. So for an extra $50, you get, let me do the math here now. How much is the other hard drive? 120?
125.
Okay, so 120, so it's an extra 130 giant balls.
Wait. 130 plus 125 equals what?
It's 120, it's not 125.
I thought it was 125.
No. This is 125? What kind of hard, why would they make a 125 gigabyte hard drive?
Because that's half of 250.
No.
Made sense to me.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to Microsoft, Wombat. I talked about Forza 3, so we don't need to go back there. I did get into the dashboard preview that has all this Twitter, Facebook nonsense in it. And I did get a chance to check it out. And I have to say that it is pretty much a bunch of nonsense. I mean, yeah, of course it works. But there's so many superior ways to use Facebook and to use Twitter and to use Last.fm. That, sure, you could do it on your 360 if you had to. Like, if your computer exploded and you just, and your cell phone exploded and you just had to tell your friends that, hey, my computer and cell phone exploded, you could go on your Xbox 360 and do it and it'll work. But of course, if you don't have the little keypad for it, it's going to be kind of annoying to type on using the stick. And of course, it just doesn't have as many features as, like, the iPhone apps do, or the, you know, the many different programs that you can download for your computer to use Twitter. And, you know, and the Facebook app on the iPhone and also on Android, it's great. I mean, it's really, really good. I think it's almost maybe better than the actual real version on the computer. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it works, and it's good for some things. Like, the Facebook version is sort of, it's good for looking at photos, because, you know, you can see the photos big on your TV, and that's kind of neat. But besides that, it's just clumsy.
So if you ever want to really know how fat your ex-girlfriend's got.
Right.
Well, not you, because you don't have any. But
right.
Other people.
Right. Right. Oh, there's a question about that in the CAG bag, actually.
Really?
That's funny. So, and the Last.fm, it just would not let me log in. It just kept giving me an error message. But the most important thing that people would want, being able to stream the music while you're playing a game, you apparently cannot do. These are all individual applications that you have to load up. So, and none of the stuff will run in the background. So you can't, you know, you can't be playing a game and have like tweets pop up or Facebook notifications pop up. That just doesn't happen, at least not now. So to all this new stuff, I guess, you know, it's better than not having it, but I can't see any reason why you'd want to really do this stuff on your console. I did check out the Zune. There's also the Zune Marketplace, which has, you can stream high definition movies, 1080p movies, but it's region locked, so I couldn't. I tried to buy one actually to test it out, but I got rejected. So sorry, can't talk about it.
Oh well.
Let's move on to Nintendo.
We actually have things to talk about.
We have a few things to talk about. There's a rumor now. It sounds like it's true. And Nintendo denied it, but they didn't really deny it.
Nintendo denied everything.
They didn't actually deny it. They just said that we're not talking about it. And what we're talking about is that there's a new DSi coming out with a larger screen. Now, this is a 4-inch screen. The original DS had the original DS Lite had a 3-inch screen. And then the DSi has a 3.25-inch screen. So this one is a 4-inch screen, Wombat. And it's supposed to be the same price.
And as you will say, 4 inches is just large enough.
Exactly. No one has ever complained that I know to my face.
About 4 inches.
So this is only supposedly in Japan for now, as far as this rumor goes, and that it's going to be the same price as the current DSi in Japan. So that's pretty much all we know about it. So there. Now that's a big difference. 4 inches versus 3 inches, versus the original DS Lite. To me, like, now you're talking like a reason to upgrade. I couldn't. When I put the DS Lite and the DSi side by side, I mean, it's a quarter of an inch where I'm at. You know, it's not much of a difference.
No, that isn't much of a difference.
What else, Wombat? Oh, I saw this. Some people might be interested in this. There's an Excitebike game coming to WiiWare, which that has online multiplayer. Four-player online multiplayer. It's called Excitebike World Rally, and it's coming November 9th.
Yes, and I loved Excitebike back in the day, so who knows? And I guess the question is, can you make levels and have other people play them?
It says it has a level editor.
But is it level editor and level sharing, I guess is the question.
I don't know.
Because that could be the real draw, more than online multiplayer on the Wii.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm bringing this up because we talked about it last show.
Okay.
You have never played DuckTales.
Mm-mm.
But Warren Spector, in an interview in Game Informer magazine, I believe, which I have upstairs in the bathroom, when talking about Epic Mickey and asked what other Disney game he'd like to make, he mentioned that he would love to make a new DuckTales. Because even he knows how awesome that game was.
Yeah, but just because that one was awesome doesn't mean that his is going to be awesome.
Well, you know, chances are that his would be awesome. But I'm just saying, I'm just reaffirming that DuckTales was an awesome game. And okay. That you're an idiot for never having played it.
You know what? I actually went and I looked up some video of the game, and I think my friend had it. It looks very familiar to me. So I might have played it at his house, but I definitely did not own it.
Did you ever watch the cartoon, or were you too old for that?
No, I watched the cartoon.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the YouTube video with...
Yes.
With the girl duck being abducted?
Yes, it's Webigail, isn't that her name?
I forgot her name.
Yes.
But it's one of the most disturbing things you'll ever see.
It is. It's very funny.
And it's very funny. Okay, so that's it for Nintendo, I think. I don't think I downloaded any new iPhone games, so I got nothing on the iPhone front. Although I did buy, and I don't know if I talked about this last time, but I did buy Tweety 2, which is the new Twitter client for iPhone, and that is my new default. It has become my new front page Twitter client. It's $3. I definitely recommend it. I've been using it a lot. It's beautiful. It lets you attach multiple pictures to a tweet, which is pretty useful.
That is useful.
Yeah.
And speaking of tweets, I will bring up some of the Twitters that I got.
Okay.
Jeff Hathaway just wants us to mention Torchlight, which is the new PC and I believe also Mac game.
Not yet made on by... Mac. Coming to Mac.
Yeah, coming to Mac. Made by a bunch of former Blizzard guys who worked on the original Diablo, I believe.
Okay.
Or maybe Diablo 2, or I could be making it up. But whatever, it's a Diablo-style game that costs $20, and mm-hmm. It's getting really good reviews. So if you have a PC and can't wait for Diablo 3, Torchlight might be the game for you, and I wanted to mention it because I did read a little bit about it today, and it does look very cool. Huh. So.
Oh, yeah, look at that. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's the co-designers of Diablo and Diablo 2. And the team that developed Mythos.
It's got a nice pedigree to it. The game is only $20, and you could buy it directly from the developer.
Right.
Which is, you know, unusual and kind of cool.
I want to get a PC, like, now that Windows 7 is out.
Yeah.
And I want to get a PC and do a little bit of PC gaming. My quandary is that I have this iMac, okay? And I have a two-monitor setup with the iMac, and I don't know how I can sort of work the PC into that whole equation. Because you can't... Now they just released these new iMacs, and you can use the iMac monitor as a second display. So I could... You know, if I had a new iMac, I could reuse this monitor that's built into the iMac. But I got the old iMac. I can't do that. So I don't know. I need to figure out a way to arrange this properly. And then, you know...
You keep thinking about it.
And my friend Camp and Kev, the burger eater... He's going to build me the computer. That's what he does for a living. I mean, he's a systems like engineer or something like that. So he's going to hook it up. It's very exciting to me. Anything else from Twitter, or should I go into this, the CAG bag? Because there's a lot of CAG bag stuff.
You know, then let's just go right into that.
Okay, if you think of...
USFH Bomb wants to know if you've played I Made a Game with Zombies in It yet.
Do you know, I bought it. Via
I know that.
Via the website, xbox.com, and I haven't played it yet.
You're a waste of sperm.
I just got these new games. Whatever. I don't know. Well, if you want to go back to the tweets, you can. I'll go some of the CAG bag right now. Okay,
go right into the CAG bag. That's all I wanted to bring up.
Some of these we did. Dr. Monkey says, have you guys ever been truly scared while playing a video game, or at least felt the same as when you watched your favorite terrifying movie? Well, I told you, I stopped playing Condemned because it was too creepy.
Yeah, that game scared the crap out of me. I loved it.
Yeah, it was too creepy. It wasn't just like the homeless people popping out of nowhere, but that just scared me. But it was like the whole, like, I'm going to be bashing these guys in their head with a lead pipe and the sound that it made. Like, I don't know. Everything about it just sort of creeped me out.
You know what game has its moments? Fallout 3.
Of scare? Scary moments?
Yeah. You play that game late enough and when it's dark enough. Because you'll be walking around a sewer and, you know, some sort of zombie will just come out of nowhere.
Right.
So that, it has its moments.
Okay, let's see.
And
what
the zombie
else?
Noise is pretty creepy.
Swox has a question. He says it's for me, but it could be for you too, Wombat. He says, when you go to events, you usually hang out with a large part of the gaming industry and press, such as Kotaku, Joystick, GamerScore when they were around, and even big shots like Michael Pachter and Major Nelson. But one crew you've never mentioned even talking to is the Giant Bomb crew. Is there any reason for this, or have your paths just not crossed? I just don't know any of those guys. I've never been introduced to them, and I just don't know them. I almost introduced myself last year. I mean, the last E3, I saw Jeff at... Jeff is the only one that I know what he looks like. I saw him at the Kotaku party, and I almost said hi to him, but I don't know. I didn't know. What am I going to say? Like, what would I say while I'm at?
Hi, Jeff Gerspin. My name is Cheapy D. Will you be my friend?
Do you think that's what I sound like?
I do that, yes.
I wasn't inhaling helium at the party.
Yeah, that's what you sound like. I know you think you sound like this.
I inhaled something else after the party.
I bet you did. You know, the person that you bought that stuff from is now my Facebook friend.
No. I didn't buy it from him.
Oh, the person who gave it to you. I'm sorry.
We together had a session.
Yes, but he introduced himself to me.
Yes, he's a very nice guy.
He is a very nice guy. I just thought it was funny.
Carlos, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
I met Jeff Gerspin once.
Oh, okay.
It must have been about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. On the street. I was walking on the street, and it was when I worked downtown on Broadway, right by the old Rockstar offices, and he was with the former PR guy for Rockstar, who's no longer there, who I had met before because we had been doing the show by that point. So I saw him with Jeff Gerspin, and I went up and said hello, and I said, hi, I'm Stuart, you may know me better as Wombat. I co-host the CADcast. And he kind of was like, yeah, I don't really care.
Who said that?
Jeff Gerspin.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, he kind of gave me the brush off.
He doesn't want you. Whatever.
That's, yeah, so I was not...
He's not here to defend himself, so...
No, he's not. I mean, but still, it's a better story when I say...
Sure. Hey, never stopped me before, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go with the better story.
Never stopped me from talking shit about
it. It was at that point when I said, what? You think you're too good for me?
Right.
And then he kicked me in the nuts.
Right.
And stomped on my throat.
Wow. So that's why you sound like that.
It is. Yes, it is. And it's all Jeff Gerspin's fault. Although I will say that Giant Bomb, it happens to be a really good website.
Okay. Excellent.
So.
Okay, so there's no good reason for it. I just never. Most of the time, I've been introduced to somebody, or I don't know, or I was drunk enough that I just said, hey, what's up? By the way, this is really bizarre, dude. I had a dream on Sunday morning. I woke up realizing that I just had a dream that I hung out with Major Nelson and his wife. I've never met his wife. I know he has one, but I've never met her. And it was just like me and them two, and we were just like sitting at a table, like talking, or in a bar or something, or at like a bar table, just talking. It was just a weird dream.
That is a weird dream.
I don't know. Fist in Face says, "What's the CADcast doing for Black Friday 2009? Live show, possibly? Of course, there will be definitely a live show." To keep everybody entertained while they wait for the Black Friday deals to go live. You were there last year, right?
I was there last year, and this year we're doing the first ever Thanksgiving at our house.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be home.
Awesome.
Yeah, last year was a kind of a pain in the ass for me because I had to come from Connecticut back to the house in time.
But it was at like it's at. But you only hung out for a little bit, I think, right?
No, I was there until like 2 o'clock in the morning last year.
Well, you got to be there till 3 if you want to stay up for the Amazon deals.
Is that what it was? No, I stayed up for the Amazon deals.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, and I regretted not buying Dead Space.
Was that the one where Jimmy Mack was on and you guys got into a big fight?
Yes, or was that was where we fought, and I told him that he doesn't know how to cook and that he was a donkey.
A donkey?
That's a Hell's Kitchen.
Oh.
It's a Hell's Kitchen joke.
I stopped watching Hell's Kitchen as soon as he got kicked off.
So did I.
I have all the I bought the season pass on iTunes. I have all the episodes, and I just stopped watching. And, you know, my wife has no interest in watching anymore.
No, it's not even on my show radar.
I don't even know who won.
I did watch the series premiere of that show White Collar on USA.
I don't know what that is.
And that was pretty good.
I see.
So it's like Burn Notice and Psych. If you like those shows, oh, okay. You'll like this one. It's another one of those shows.
Gotcha. Here's another question from Blackout. He says, Cheapy and Wombat, were either of you a hit with the ladies during your high school days, or was it Princess Peach in the Mario games as the only ass you were able to get? Well, Mario ever get Princess Peach? She was always, well, I guess he does at the end. He got sick. To answer your question, a hit with the ladies? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I was like, no.
Are you nuts, dude?
Not in high school.
In high school, I mean... Shit, dude, I couldn't even get a girl to talk to me. The best I could do was to get a girl to kick the back of my chair. That was
yeah,
it.
Nothing.
I didn't have a single date in high school. Not a single date.
I had a couple, but nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just video games.
Yeah. I didn't even play video games when I was in high school. I played I played pen and paper.
Oh,
I'm cool.
Yeah, no, I played some Dungeons and Dragons too. But my friends seem to be able to get dates, but I just
me too.
I don't know. Like you know what? I don't know. I mean, I didn't think I was bad looking, but I was very tall. I mean, I was you know, like just as tall as I am now, and I was tall and skinny, and I didn't have a lot of confidence, and I honestly wasn't that interested either. Like I just wasn't that horny.
Oh, see, yeah, no, I can't. Well, see, I guess you're making up for that now.
Well, yeah. Maybe.
I did all right in college, though.
I'm making up for it by not being skinny.
Yeah, exactly. College was much better for me.
College was better for me because it was something rather than nothing.
I had a good time in college.
No, I had a good time, too. I definitely was never a hit with the ladies, I'll say.
Yeah, well, you know. I doubt any lady... Other than our wives, yeah. is listening to this show anyway. That we know that's ever had an experience with either one of us. So.
No, but I will say, like, if you're in high school right now and you're not, you know, if you're doing like we did in high school, there's always college.
Yeah, and college is good for that.
But I feel like kids get laid a lot more in high school now because of all the porn on the internet. Like, I feel like if I had more exposure to porn when I was in high school, that I don't know, like I could have got something going maybe. Or I would have been more interested. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, maybe things could have been different for me.
And here's my advice for college freshmen who were inexperienced in high school. Look for a college senior to date. That's my advice.
Why?
Because that's what I did and it worked out well for me. It was very helpful to my confidence.
Oh, okay. I see. Because they're horny? Yeah. They're really horny?
No, she was older and...
Right. And it helped.
And kind of, she was kind of done with the whole college thing.
Actually, you know what? When I was a sophomore, I dated a senior.
It's good for you.
Senior? Was she a senior? She was older than me. I don't know if she's a senior or junior. But, yeah, she got really drunk. She took me to her sorority formal. And she got really drunk. Like, she just started drinking heavily, like, before we even got there. Like, really heavily. So she was, like, totally shit-faced, and she was basically climbing me on the dance floor. It was pretty weird. She was basically, She basically raped me at the place.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
That's awesome.
And she used instead of wearing a bra, she wore duct tape. She duct taped her tits together.
That's creepy.
Right. That was pretty weird.
Well, at least it gets rid of the hair.
Right. Okay, anything else that we need to talk about?
I don't think that we've gone way past the need to talk about stage of the show.
Oh, okay. When we're talking about duct tape tits together?
Yeah, boob taped.
Well, here's one last question from Twitter.
Okay.
Prazenathani says, have you guys thought about doing a live show, stream it in perhaps a chat room? We've done these before. We've done like three or four of them before. And the place that we used to do them, a place called Now Live, went out of business. And the reason why I liked that place was because, one, you could get the audio quality like pretty decent. And you could get people to call into the show. Now, there's another place called Blog Talk Radio, which is what Kotaku is using. Kotaku.
And it's also what Joystick uses.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah.
The problem is that the sound quality is awful. It's just awful.
Well, so, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
I know, but I'd rather have better sound quality. It just hurts your ears to listen to that for like an hour and a half.
Well, wait until people hear this show. I'm using the old crappy mic.
No, it's going to sound... Wait, you told me it sounds good. Dude, don't make me come over there and stomp on your neck like Jeff Gerstmann.
Ah! That's called pulling a Gerstmann, by the way, when you step on someone's neck.
Exactly. So I would love to do another one. I have been investigating options for doing it, but I just want it to work well, and it's hard. It's hard for us. I'm a perfectionist, Wombat, except in my pronunciation of Kotaku. Everything else.
Kotaku.
Kotaku. That's the Mexican version.
I had a taco for dinner.
That's right.
Yeah, it was good.
I would like one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Is that a show? Are we done?
I think we're done. So thank everybody for listening. Next week, I think for sure we'll have Shipwreck on, right?
That's what you said, and I believe you.
I hope so. I want to remind people to follow us on Twitter. I do have, my Twitter's been doing pretty good lately. I am up to over 5,800 followers. That's pretty good.
That's not bad. I have 2,959.
All right. Almost at 3. What's going to happen when you hit 3,000?
I will have 3,000 followers.
Oh, that's what happens. Okay, so twitter.com/GPD or twitter.com/wombat5277 and twitter.com/shipwreck. If you want video game deals, go to twitter.com/guesswombat. Guess what it is?
Video game deals?
Right. And if you want UK game deals...
What do I get?
You get to follow us.
Excellent.
And if you're in the UK, you should follow twitter.com/UK Game Deals. And review us on iTunes, please. I greatly appreciate when you do that. It helps our ranking on iTunes. I guess they haven't announced the podcast award thing, the nominees yet.
Yeah. I guess nominations are over?
Nominations are over, but I don't know. I was sort of late on promoting that, so I wouldn't be surprised if we don't.
Yeah,
make it
I think
this
we
year.
May have dropped the ball this year because you really don't want me to get a trophy.
I don't know. It's a stupid reward thing.
Whatever. You're a stupid reward.
I'm a reward?
Yes.
And those GoDaddy coupons, if you're looking for some discounts on hosting or registering domains, CAG10 gets you 10% off, CAG5 off 30 gets $5 off a $30 order, and CAG domain gets you $6.95 domain names. That's it for this week. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me, this is a private service.
No, man, I'm Black Lightning.
Black Lightning?
You know Black Lightning, you know me. Me and Superman were like this, we was tight. You know, I had my own comic book back in the 1970s. Well, I'm the one taught him how to fly.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm Superman's pal, and I've never heard of you.
Come on, man. Black Lightning. I shoot electric charges, you know. That's Batman after he know me. Yo, Batman, what's up, man? It's me.
All right, Mr. Lightning. If it were up to me, it would be no problem. But, you know.
Oh, it's like that, huh? It's like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go.
All right, man. Why don't you eat some lightning bolts, Chuck?
Ow! All right, get out.
Hey, man, get off my case, chump.
Hey, that stings. Now get out.
Yo, Black Lightning.
Ha ha ha.